four-game homestand for the club, do you just put the Colorado game behind you and build on the priors, or how do you approach this week starting tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I think every game you just got to put behind you and, you know, move on to the, you know, the next one. You know, we got, you know, a nice little homestand here. You know, we just got to focus on, you know, this first one and, you know, and just get back to the basics and, you know, continue to, you know, find the points that we need.
Didn't seem like there was much downtime at all in January. Does being home even just for a week here feel like you can kind of rest your minds a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of, you know, obviously get all your clothes washed and, you know, get comfortable a little bit and, you know, just get back to the basics and, you know, what, you know, what's made us, you know, good so far.
Paul was saying the other day that teaching the defensive side of the game, that whole mindset of being defense first instead of score goals first, was kind of what this team needs to do more. How hard is that as a offensive mind player to do?
I mean it's not hard. It's obviously part of the game. It's just, you know, for your defense to be good, everyone's got to be, you know, pull in the same direction, and, you know, it kind of just goes, you know, with all five guys on the ice, everyone doing the same thing or, you know, on the same program.
Is the reality in today's game that you got to play great defensive hockey to win? Good offensive hockey isn't enough, is it, anymore?
I mean, I think all growing up, I think, you know, you always say, you know, good defense always gets good offense too. But, yeah, I mean, he definitely got to play a good D to, you know, be successful in the league. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we're working hard on.
So why is it so difficult to make the proper adjustments to be better defensively than maybe offensively when you come from maybe junior or other leagues into the NHL?
I mean, every team has a different style. And you just got to, you know, figure the way how you play and how your team plays. And you just got to find a way that, you know, makes every guy in here, you know, push on the same way. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not easy. It's, you know, it's something Paul, you know, looks at a lot. You know, how do I make this team, you know, the best we can be, you know, with the guys we have. And, you know, every guy's, you know, made different.
Are we hitting critical mass here? We're heading into the last third of the season. You know, you guys are on the outside looking in right now. Does this need to happen pretty quick here if it's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, we're never out, but, you know, it's something that we need to, if we can get the points early, it's a lot better than, you know, chasing it at the end.
What's Andre done for this group, Justin?
A lot. He's, you know, one of those guys that, you know, we know him. We know what he's, you know, capable of doing, and just, you know, gives our room a little bit more confidence and boost, and a few more smiles around the room. So it's he does a lot. He's you know, he's great to have back, and you know, he's been doing pretty good so far.
From a player perspective, are all saves created equal, or is there such a thing in your mind as kind of that timely save? There seems to be a lot of talk about, I don't know, the timely saves that Andre makes.
I think that's, you know, a big part of, you know, why we've been, you know, a little bit more successful when he's been. It's just, you know, yeah, timely, and, you know, you don't grip and don't feel so, I don't know, relaxed back there a little bit. But, yeah, it's just the things he does back there that we just know that we're going to get out of him.
You log a lot of minutes. You play in almost every situation. How would you evaluate yourself? And have you noticed a difference? I know the minutes haven't dipped off too much, but have they become more manageable for you, or how do you take that many minutes?
Just go out there and play the game. It's just something I love, and, you know, I think if you ask anyone, the more you play, the more you enjoy the game, and the more you're, you know, you're in focus, you're tuned, you're kind of driving the game.